Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, January the 16th. If you are listening to this where I am, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, I hope you are safe and warm. I hope you are in a quiet, comfortable place where you can open to God and God's Word on this day of wintry beauty. Take three cleansing breaths and clear your mind. Listen now to this familiar passage from the first book of Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. This scripture passage minutely describes the setting in which we find Eli and Samuel. First of all, there are those ear-catching words, "The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread." It's pretty easy to identify with these words at the moment, isn't it? As I scan the news, the masked faces of the people I pass in the supermarket, or merely my own soul, I find myself, and I easily imagine others joining me in, wishing that God's word, that God's voice, could be widely heard in these troubled days. I wish God's word could be heard, and that those who hear it might be filled with heavenly visions that could lead us all to better times and ways of being. And then there's the fact that Eli and Samuel live within the temple environs, in God's house. If you're like me, it sounds comforting and peaceful to live there, to actually dwell in the temple of the Lord, with the chaotic and stressful world well outside. Wouldn't it be nice, at so many levels, to just move in with God, to live in God's house where things are safe, sensible, regular, meaningful, soul-soothing, and just downright good? When I imagine the scene, the old priest lying down in his room and the boy Samuel in the temple, the quiet of the night with the temple light burning nearby, I imagine a scene of deep stillness and peace, all things many of us would likely welcome at the moment. Take a few moments now and place yourself in the scene. What do you hear, see, smell, and feel? Do you relate more to the resting Eli and his failing vision, or the boy Samuel struggling to discern who it is who is calling to him and the meaning of the message? What is God saying to you in the quiet of these moments? It's easy to mistake God's voice for something else and thus ignore it. And it's easy to unconsciously absorb the blaring noises all around us and even within us and mistake them for more than they are, mistake them for wisdom rather than noise that must be quieted so that we can hear God's quiet, gentle voice and be comforted. Notice that God doesn't give up on Samuel. Even though the boy keeps misunderstanding God's voice, God keeps calling until Samuel understands. God does not give up on Samuel, and God does not give up on us. With infinite patience, God speaks to us in all manner of direct and indirect ways. Let this moment of prayer open your heart and mind to God's call. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.